Nagelaish draws two. Abdurraqib pulls for three. Another one! Six made threes for the freshman. Shooters in Adlan Padilla, Layla Abdurraqib, playmakers in Nagelaish and Hargrove. 1.2 seconds left. Padilla slaps the basketball. Looking to get it in. Lobs it up to Hargrove. She catches and she scores it at the buzzer! The alley-oop play! Alyssa Hargrove at the buzzer. Nylee Padilla. What a pass. The Lopes are silenced. Fans on their feet, and they will clap until the Lobos score the first basket of the game. The tip-off is won by Nevada. The Wolfpack working right to left here in the first half, and it will be the freshman, Skylar Durley, initiating the offense for the Wolfpack. Lobos, man-to-man defense, they switch on the perimeter. Pass goes inside. They have Young. Young passes out, popping 4-3. It's Durley, the freshman, no good from the left sideline. Offensive board to the Wolfpack. They reverse it to the right wing. It's Sullivan, the junior. Hasn't been shooting well from three this season, just 16%, but she can get hot. As Rain DeVetta, the big four, pops out, sets the screen for Sullivan. Sullivan goes back to Carter. Carter, Sullivan, passes inside Rain DeVetta. Rain DeVetta back to the basket, and that's going to be a shot clock violation. Good defensive possession from the Lobos. Just underway here in the first quarter. Lobos enjoying a nice one-game homestand after back-to-back games on the road, wins at San Jose State and Colorado State. Destiny Hooks, right wing three, up and in. Hooks gets going early. She's been under the weather the last few days. Was really sick at Colorado State. You can see that with her shooting, just 8 of 35 from the field the last two games. But hits the first three for the Lobos. 3-0 lead. New Mexico picks up at half court. That man-to-man pressure defense, they'll extend it full court, quarter court at times. They'll decide to trap as Carter, being guarded by Antonio, gets it to Durley. Durley, the freshman, trying to drive on Hargrove, cut off at the free throw line. Pass comes back to the left sideline. It's Young darting to the elbow, pull-up jumper, no good. Najuma with the rebound. Hargrove down the left sideline, takes it to the front court. Padilla swings it to Hooks, quick pass to Antonio. Head fake, she puts it on the floor, she wants to get to the basket. Back down at the Mountain West logo, spinning inside, and she traveled that pivot foot. Slid, and one thing with Cassie Antonio, she's a long 5'11", super athletic, good at getting to the rim. Can get a little loose though at times with the pivot foot. Elbows pick up full court, but drop back man-to-man defense. Hooks guarding Young, the handoff to Sullivan. Hargrove almost got the steal, but Durley gets it right back to Sullivan as they work wing to wing. Goes up top to Rain DeVetta. Rain DeVetta trying to set the screen for Sullivan. Lobos do a good job. That was Padilla cutting off Sullivan. Errant pass into the hands of Hooks. Lobos have it in transition. Hooks pulls up. No good. Top of the key. It was a long two. Her foot was on the three-point line straight on. Transition basketball. Young has it. Antonio steps in here. Bounce pass Durley. Pull-up jumper. Good. Mid-post from Durley. Transition basket for Nevada. 3-2. The lead for the Lobos. 7.5 minutes to play in the first quarter, just underway from the pit. High post touch now for Najuma as she looks for a cutter. Padilla pops out, takes the screen, left-hand dribble. Trying to drive inside. The pass is blocked by Rain DeVetta. She scoops it up. It's a steal for Nevada. Padilla was trying to hit Najuma on the roll, going block to block. Sullivan, left wing, guarded by Hooks. Sullivan, the junior, averaging 8.1 points per game. High screen. Durley is going to take it. Lobos ice it. Hargrove gets in front of it. Durley still has it. Elbow extended. Comes back near sideline. Sullivan puts it on the deck. Gets past Hooks. Layup no good. High off the glass, but an offensive rebound from Nevada. Now Durley pull up from the free throw line. It's good. Rain DeVetta, the offensive board underneath. 4-3. Lead for Nevada. 6:35 left here in the first quarter. Antonio gets it to Padilla. Padilla swings it right wing. Hargrove. Hargrove. Right sideline. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Elbow touch now for Najuma. Pops out to Hargrove. Quick trigger three. Comes up short. And Nevada grabs another rebound. Well, in fact, you have some size. Rain DeVetta inside. 6'2". Transfer from Weber State. Carter, Antonio. That's a fun matchup. Two not traditional power forwards, but long players. Sullivan left sideline, goes up top to Rain DeVetta. Rain DeVetta is going downhill from the top of the key, and she draws the foul as Najuma swipes down in his shot attempt. Rain DeVetta going all the way to the hoop, and she'll shoot two free throws as a trio of Lobos will check in. Jesse Joachim, Leila Abdur-Akib, and Joanna Magalesh for Najuma, Hargrove, and Padilla. Magalesh returning to the lineup at Colorado State had 9 points, 4 rebounds, missed the previous two games, San Jose State and Wyoming with a thigh injury, as Rain DeVetta misses your first free throw. She's 6 for 6 coming into this game. Second year at Nevada, just 10 appearances last season. She goes 1 of 2 at the free throw line. And for Nevada, number 34, Kendra Hicks, and number 8, Olivia Pulavati. Pulavati, her third game back in the lineup, returning from an ACL tear, and she provided them a nice boost against Wyoming, had 8 points and 3 rebounds. It's a 5-3 lead for Nevada. 5:45 play here in the first quarter. Lobos motion offense on the perimeter. Antonio trying to pass out to Magalhaes. Pass comes up short. It's stolen by Nevada as Antonio Magalhaes double in the backcourt. Hicks now has it. The relief is Brittany Backus, freshman guard, that checked in as well. Backus, wearing number 11, 5'7 freshman from Nevada. I think it's 1.7 points per game. They pass it to Pulavetti. Pulavetti goes out to Sullivan. She pulls for three. It comes up short from the right sideline. And that's going to be a backcourt violation. The missed shot. It was a Nevada forward inside that slopped it into the backcourt. So it never touched a Lobo. With a backcourt violation, Lobos will inbound in the frontcourt. New Mexico working left to right. In the first half, 5:15 left, a 2-point lead for Nevada. Lobos were expecting this. Fan pop. Hey! To be a tough start. Our referee's talking about, was there a touch by New Mexico? And there was not. Lobos inbound it. Antonio has it. Left wing. Coach Bradbury calls out core offense. Magalhaes goes inside, back to the basket underneath. Right hand uses the glass, finishing inside. Magalhaes loves to get inside. The 5'5 sophomore from Portugal. Really good around the rim. Tied at 5. 4:50 left here in the first quarter. Nevada setting up the offense. Their leading scorer, the freshman, Durley. Passes it. Backus, she catches left sideline. Pulls for 3. No good out. Back iron. Joachim grabs the board. Jesse Joachim. 6'2", junior from Mozambique. First year Lobo. Hooks pull up inside. Good. A little 7-footer from the left side. 7-5. Lobos lead. Mexico 3 of 5 from the field to start this game. Nevada 2 of 7. Wolfpack +3 on the boards. Includes 3 offensive rebounds here in the first quarter. Physicality was something Mexico was concerned with. Durley cut off by Magalhaes. Dribbling with it. Left sideline. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Hicks reverses. Backus. Backus catches. Gets to the free throw line. Pull up jumper off to the right. That did not hit anything. It's going to be a shot clock violation. That's going to send us to the media timeout here in the first quarter. The New Mexico 7, Nevada 5, 3:56 left. And this is Lobo Women's Basketball on the UNM Sports Radio Network.